Hey guys, welcome to Friday Night Lights. This is your guest host, Lori Frazee of Barn Goddess Barbecue and More, and I am live in Evans, Georgia. And let me tell you, I left Florida, I drove 400 miles, and, you know, the bad news is it's flipping hot here. But there's a really great breeze. The sun's going down. There's some great teams here. I think they said there's 74 pro teams, like 20 backyard teams. Matt Barger and Uncle Kenny are here from Florida representing along with myself. And I've seen the likes of Johnny Trigg and the Mixon Boys are here. So we're going to actually, if I can catch Jackie next door, what I want to do is, first I want to thank my sponsors, because the cool thing is, they get an extra night on the air, and that's Rick Tech Pellet Cookers, Mac Daddy Smokers, Royal Oak, Charcoal, CookingPellets.com, and of course, Pirate 50 Custom Artwork, and what are you looking for, Matt? I got to get a pen, and I'm going to give Matt my Boozy Kitty pen, if I can find it. See, this is what happens when you're live. We've got other things to take care of. I don't have my Boo-Boo Kitty pen. Somebody, here it is. Now he's going to want paper, too. Here. There you go. Boo-Boo Kitty and... Oh, that's not Boo-Boo Kitty. Okay. All right. So, see, Matt Barber just tried to steal the show. Anyway, we're going over to my neighbors here. And it's smoke on this, and we've got Jackie and his wife, Sherry, in front of me. Oh, Mr. 180. And we're having a little potluck over here, so I'll get in the shade and chat with you a bit. Now, Jackie, you've got smoke on this, and how did you come up with that name?
My good friend Van Trader came up with that name. I don't know where it came from. He just told me it means a lot of things.
Well, it does mean a lot of things. But you've got a sweet little deal over here, and you've got... So you're a backwoods smoker distributor?
I'm a dealer, yes. You're a dealer? Backwoods and barbecue guru and Cajun fryer.
And Cajun fryer. Oh, that's a deep fryer?
Yeah.
For cooking?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're based out of what, Knoxville?
Knoxville, Tennessee, correct.
Now, you were saying earlier, you do how many contests a year in your life?
We're doing 31 or 32 this year.
That's a hot one.
We're doing 18 weeks in a row right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's my wife that's a safe thing to do.
And so when you guys are cooking, actually, who's responsible for what?
My wife is responsible for keeping me on track and making sure I don't get off track. And she takes care of all the boxes and all the rubs and all the sauces.
Oh, so she does your boxes?
Yeah, and I do all the hard work.
Okay, now I see another picture there that I didn't see earlier. What do you have over there that I'm seeing with the stack up?
Oh, that's why I put steaks and hamburgers on.
Oh, what is that?
It's just a regular old-timey 30-year-old grill.
Wow.
An old-timey grill. Works, but it does.
Yeah, so you're not. And we just finished doing Sistern, and what do you think your Sistern that was?
Oh, I don't think they'll come in last, but probably.
Okay, now there's something to...
They're good. We put a lot of stuff on them. Put some steak seasoning on them and a lot of butter and cook them to what we thought was right. And we also grilled some shrimp and put the real
shrimp.
Taste
one of those shrimp. Oh, you did? You put shrimp on
them? Yeah.
Yeah, shrimp was good.
And so it made a real pretty box. I think we'll get great scores from up here. I don't know what the judge will say about that. We'll see.
Yeah. And now I see you have quite a few sponsors, don't you?
I do. I've been very fortunate so far, okay?
Yeah.
And back with that was smothered, and then I have Royal Oak Charcoal, and they have been so great to me. Pilot Travel Center, Flying J, they have a great deal. They take very good care of us, and all we have to do is explain to people the advantage of having a Flying J pilot charge card. You can save a lot of money. We save Using our Flying J card last year, we saved over $250 on our travel. So that's one
good.
Free contest. Yeah.
That's paid for contest. Exactly
yeah,
right.
That's one contest for free.
Yep. That's, and I have Royal Low Card, so I am so happy. Do you use both of the charcoal systems? I use the briquette and the
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And I also have hardwood. I use their hardwood.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, that's what I call long charcoal. But I love it. And I get foiled, so then when the briquette don't light as quick as lump charcoal does. It's like, really? What's
that? The only time I use lump for is to start my fire. I do all my cooking with briquette, which also I can control my fire a whole
lot. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, because those are made, right? Yeah. They're backwards. Yeah, you've got a little, where I forget, there's a baby in a ball.
They have two different models. What I'm using is a party. A party is the most popular cooker that I sell.
Is that the bigger one or the little one?
That's the smaller one. Okay. It is what somebody that's cooking on the green egg that wants to graduate can go to the next level. That is the perfect cooker for that.
And it's called the party.
Yes.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
And they make it in three models. They make the regular party and the extended party, which is 3 inches deeper, and it will hold two half pans on one shelf sideways. And then it also has a new G2 party with a heavy rack, and it will hold a full pan on one rack.
Yeah, that's important.
It's very, very popular.
Yeah, for contest.
And then my other cooker is a G2 competitor, which is 8 racks, and it will hold 8 full pans on one rack.
That's nice. Yeah.
So it is the greatest cooker that is for a competition.
Where are you headed after this contest?
I don't know. let's see. I honestly, I don't even know where we go next. We're going to Knoxville. The only company
we're
here in Knoxville.
Wow, you're coming home?
Yeah, and we're going home and see there, and then the following week we're going to Uhardy, Georgia, and then we're going somewhere in Kentucky, and then back to Tennessee. We cover about 13 states during the course of the year.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. Well, and how many years have you been doing this?
This is our 6th or 7th year.
Well, good luck to you. It's been fun getting to know you a little bit, and you definitely have a nice, great little setup with your trailer there.
Well, thank you very much. We enjoyed the trailer. We designed it to do what we wanted to do, and my wife and I, we started out with a pop-up camper.
Oh, wow.
And then we went to a toy hauler that had 2 fold-down beds in it, and we had so much trouble loading and unloading, and we're getting old. So we finally just broke down and said, hey, we're going to get a cook trailer, we're going to get a motorhome.
Yeah, well, you're riding in comfort now.
So it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
It really is. If we can just learn how to cook, man, we're going to be all right.
Well, thank you for your time. You guys have fun. It's a little potluck dinner here.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you later. Okay, so that was Jackie with Smoke on This, and I'm going to mosey on over to the kids' queue. And I got to tell you, I'm near the Shepherd Pig and Blue Bloods. And Blue Bloods, David Morrow, he's been on the show a couple of times. You might remember him. And then I've got Rocky Top. Now, here's the thing. I'm telling you, some of these boys have... I'm guessing some of their motorhomes are way more money than my house. There's definitely some nice rigs here, and there's all the spreads out here to show for it. You know, quite frankly, I've got my little 14-foot trailer that I sleep inside. I saw one guy over there. There's only one guy that's doing any older school than me, because even Matt Barber, he's over there in air condition. But there's a guy that's got a little pop-up tent that's the ones on the recliner lounge. They're really cool. Anyway, so I had to go make friends with him because I felt like I was a high roller. And anyway, so I went over to the kids' queue. Let me tell you, this park is huge. And it was built for, what did they tell me? Lady Antebellum is from here. So they actually built the park for them to come and do concerts. I'm looking for the owner of the area. I see him. Okay, so Fireside is the sponsor of the kids' club. And they have brand new Komodo Joes out here that the kids are using. And every kid has to have an adult on site. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many there are. We're going to try and catch him real quick. He knows we're coming. And his name's Greg. Oh. So anyway, and watching the kids down. This was a hamburger cook. And whoever wins, they got a little baby Komodo Jones as their prize for first and second. So, if, and I mean, I would be happy to kick one of those on today. But Fireside is located here in Augusta. I mean, we're just outside of Augusta. They do outdoor kitchens, and they do Komodo Joe's, they have green eggs, they do Traeger's. And like I said, I don't know how many Komodo Joe's are out here, but what he told me is that they actually have them pre-sold. Hey, Greg,
hey. You
got a few seconds to chat?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
So we're live, and I was just explaining that you're here in Augusta. How long have you been in business here?
Since May of 2010.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Because it seems like you really have a lot of momentum going with this.
Yeah. Appreciate it. We work hard. We have a lot of fun doing it.
Now, how many kids did you guys have? Because this is pretty impressive.
We had about 25 kids this year.
Wow.
And 18. And they just did their turn-in, so we'll find out what their results are in about a half an hour.
Oh, they're going to actually find out tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. And so they're getting a little, is that called a baby Joe, or what is that called?
Joe Jr.
Joe Jr. They're very cute, and it would be perfect for somebody that has a small patio, that just, you know, a husband and wife that wanted to do a couple of steaks. And
it was originally sold as a tailgate grill. Almost everyone that we've sold so far has been for someone, as you described. They don't need a big grill, or they have a big grill and they want a small one they can use on Monday or Thursday when it comes down.
Yeah, yeah,
and, basically the exact same cooking width and size as small eggs, but it comes with a heat deflector, multi-level cooking grate, the vegetable stand, marine grade plastic handle, ash tool and grill gripper. Everything's assembled when you open the box. And
it's
$4.99 list, and you'll find it just about everywhere for $4.49.
Is that right? So this has everything with it ready to go. You don't have to buy any accessories?
Everything Komodo Joe does is like that. All their grill models are sold with all the tools and all the accessories that most people use every day.
And but now, if they wanted to get like a bigger custom base, mm-hmm. does Komodo Joe do that?
No, but I do. One of the things Fireside Outdoor Kitchen specializes in is outdoor kitchen cabinetry as well as portable cabinetry for all types of grills, gas, charcoal.
Okay, yeah, because I was saying that I saw that you guys do that, and I know you guys have, you're actually sponsoring several teams now, aren't you?
We are, yeah. We're involved directly with 3 KCBS teams and indirectly with probably about 8.
Wow, so that's great. What else? I mentioned that you were doing Traeger's, green egg. You do Primo also, don't you?
Yeah, we sell 21 brands. Easier to name the ones we don't sell.
Okay.
Now,
don't give them any
problems. The big names that we sell are, in the outdoor kitchen business, we sell Fire Magic, Tech, Evo, Viking, as well as Twin Eagles and Delta Heat. And then on the charcoal side, Big Green Egg, Primo, Komodo Joe. And some of the famous companies make a charcoal grill too. Infrared, we sell a ton of Tech infrared. And then we sell everything for the backyard cook. So all the seasonings that the KCBS cooks are using,
yep.
We keep them in stock, and that's what we sell on our
And that's huge for somebody to be able to know they can drop by. Now, you're selling all these other products. By chance, are you doing any wood? I wouldn't be surprised. I just didn't see it.
Like a stick burner?
No, any wood chunks for people.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I
yeah,
say you have everything else.
We stock them all.
Yeah,
yeah, every flavor that is commonly used, we keep them in stock in the store.
Yeah.
We sell them in chunks, not sticks.
Right.
But if somebody wants sticks, we've got a couple of our proteins that special order them, and we keep them in stock for them.
Wow, yeah, I mean, you definitely could be a one-stop shop
yep.
for them. Well, I know you're busy. I just wanted to get over here. You had a great turnout. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Are you guys going to be around tomorrow demoing
all day.
Stuff?
All
right.
All day.
All right. Well, good luck to you. And
thank you.
This looks good.
All right. Thanks
yeah.
a lot.
All right.
Appreciate
thank you.
It.
All right. Take care. Okay. So we're going to try and zip over here. So we've just left Fireside. Like I said, they're in Augusta since 2010. And if you guys could see this right now, I mean, it's a Komodo Joe egg extravaganza. So, you know, if you're out here and you're coming to Banjo Cube, come on, stop by and see him. Now I'm going to go over and see if we can catch Ultimate Tailgaters. I think I told somebody else I'm going to try and find them. I'd like to go over and see Johnny Trigg, because the big boy, Johnny Trigg, Godfather, Garfield's here. And I know Michael Mixon's here, I think. New South is here. I saw a post from him today. But let's see if Chris Fulmer here. Are you Chris? Oh, can I sneak in and talk to him? Okay. Are you Chris? Oh, hi, Chris. You're live on Barbecue Superstars Friday Night Live.
Sure.
I'm Lori.
How are you?
All right, so we're here with Chris Fulmer, the ultimate tailgater.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been here all day, trying to catch you all day. And I'm catching it at that time.
Right.
Are you guys actually vending?
We're vending and obviously competing, and we're also feeding volunteers.
Oh, you are? Okay, yeah, that's right. You guys could do that. Now, Chris is with us every Monday night.
Monday night, yeah.
Monday night at 7 o'clock on Barbecue Superstar. So he's one of the boys, and he is the boys. I'm the only girl. And we haven't had a chance to meet, so that's really good. How many competitions are you doing a year?
We'll do probably about 28 this year.
Really?
Yeah. We do a lot of Stockline barbecue, where that'll be about probably 15 of those. We'll do about 5 Southern Barbecue Network SPN, and then we'll do probably about 6 to 8 KCS.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we'll be out every weekend.
I didn't realize
Oh, yeah. So we're going somewhere. We do a lot more in SCBA. We're kind of what we call chasing points. It's the same thing in Stockline to be the pit master or make top 3. So right now we're ranked 3rd in Stockline.
Nice.
We're chasing the points, hopefully. So, but I love that these big KCS ones are fun.
It's a little intimidating.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm the new girl on the block, so it is a little intimidating. What do you got coming up next?
Obviously, we're here this weekend. Next weekend, we'll be in Beaufort. They have a really nice SCBA cook down there. Oh, sorry. Next week, we'll be in Columbia. They call it Thunder Valley. They got a real neat cook-off at a Harley Davidson.
Oh, great.
It's going to be That'll
be a lot of fun.
About 35 SCBA teams there. And then the week after that, we go to Beaufort for another nice SCBA event. And then I think the week after that, I think we're up at Asheville at Sam.
You haven't done your
stuff. Yeah.
And we did the first one, so it was something else. Now, anything exciting you got coming up on Barbecue Superstars on Monday?
We'll probably talk a lot about the manager fee, obviously.
Right.
And we're trying to do a lot more press for the SCBA and get a lot of those teams called in.
Which is great.
And we'll go off to the summer. You know, I'm a big tailgater. I'm a big Gamecock fan.
Gamecock.
So ours is kind of a split. Once we hit probably last week of August, we'll go full sail college football. I'm a big college football. Even though I love the Gamecocks, I love the college football. We get a lot of fun with that. We get a lot of callers about that, talking about football and all the games.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll talk tailgating. That's how we got into barbecue, was tailgating. So it's fun.
Yeah, I've had some of the tailgate boys that are serious, like with Seattle.
I got
one of them, and I've had a guy in from Texas.
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun what's going on there. And I won't keep it because I know you're actually – I just wanted to get over here, and I saw that your activity here.
Well,
you guys
we're getting ready to fire a little smoker up and get it ready. And, about 10 o'clock.
Did you do steak?
I did, yeah. Okay. So steak at 6:30.
Yep, me too. And are you doing dessert tomorrow?
No dessert. We'll do our 4 days tomorrow.
Yeah, I got to cook my dessert tonight.
So, we have a good – We cooked in Waynesboro a couple weeks ago. Boss Hogg and I at KCBS, and we got first and chicken. So
that's
the first time we've had a first. We've had some good finishes, but never had a first and chicken.
Right.
We got a first and chicken, third and ribs. We finished seventh out of about 50 teams. So we're excited. So we're excited about being here. You know, it's fun cooking against the best. You know,
absolutely.
You kind of, it's nice to get your name called, especially when you got big stage up there.
Yeah, absolutely. And how long have you been doing this?
Competing like this is probably our third really full year of competing. We've been cooking about 5 years, but some of the stuff we did was non-tank.
Right.
Yeah, and you get started and stuff like that. But, we're hooked on a stick now. We did this my new rig.
It's
so we've had this about 6 weeks now. So
it's very
nice. The air conditioning is making it nice.
Rub that in because I don't have any. That's why I'm still sweating my ass off over here. Anyway, Chris Fulmer, thank you so much.
Right, thank you so much.
And you can listen to Chris every Monday night on Barbecue. Thank you, honey. You can listen to Chris every Monday night on Barbecue Superstars, just like everybody else, at 7 o'clock. On Blog Talk Radio. So I'm going to make my way to Hammerstall. I told them I would try to come by, and I'll give you the little background for this. And if you've listened to any of my other shows, I'm a night fanatic, and I have several really good sets at night, and have been a dealer for Tulsa. But I have a Hammerstall set, and I bought it at the restaurant show, and 2 days after I bought it, I dinked the chip off of the little choppy night. And I called because it didn't, you know, it shouldn't have done that. And they blew me off and said I'd have to pay for the night. It was like $109. You know, I proceeded to tell them what I thought. And I had badmouthed them. So Hammershaw was here. And I just went over and I said to him, you know, I bought this set of knives at the restaurant show and I think the tip off. And the girl goes, we have an unconditional lifetime warranty. I will get that taken care of. She didn't normally get it taken care of. She replaced the knife for me today. And then they've got some other specials going on. Oh, they got all kinds of stuff out right now. And they've got, some cool knives out here that I didn't see. Let's see, one. I like the knives that go in sheaths. They got some good ones. And they have a kitchen line, too. So I actually bought the stainless steel bowl set today for $40. And, you know, it's a running special one, and they're beautiful. But anyway, I've got Karen, one of the sales trainers, for the company. Now, you guys are actually in Tennessee, right?
Yeah, Clarksville, Tennessee, right on the Kentucky border.
Okay, and so why don't you explain how Hammershaw actually works? I mean, most people that know knives know it's a German company.
Yes, they are a German company. However, New Era Cookware, which is the oldest cookware manufacturer in North America, owns the cup and the manufacturing and sold it in Germany.
All right.
So basically, the company here in Clarksville is a giant warehouse.
Well, Germany. Okay. And how many people have you done them for?
We have approximately 1,800 at the moment.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's a big operation.
Yeah, we're nationwide. They're all hand forged. They have solid rosewood handles. They're incredible. They have a full tank.
And that's important.
Our most common question is, how do they compare to Cutco? What I tell people, Cutco is unbelievable daily dishware. This is fine cut. And the difference is Cutco is a stencil knife, and these are hand forged. So, you know, it's like comparing your everyday dishes to Cutco.
Now, if you want to, like, explain, oh, I see that. I didn't remember you guys had shears. Is that new?
Yes, we have shears. Everything we sell has a lifetime warranty or more.
Okay.
At these festivals when we do this, we have everything 65 to 70% discount.
Yeah, you've got some great
prizes. You can get some extremely great prizes.
And do you do a lot of festivals? Is that really where your market is?
We do more fairs, home shows, and food and wine festivals. But, however, because we're a Tennessee company, we sponsor several barbecue teams.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of barbecue festivals now.
Oh, that's great. I mean, yeah, because everybody's got good knives, and it makes sense.
Like, our 21-piece professional collection is going to the Grand Champion this weekend.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh. Since I already have one, when I win, I can sell it.
Or trade it for $90.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Great deal.
Yeah, listen to how cocky that sounded. Anyway, I told him on my way here my little story, and he took care of it and hooked me up, and I bought the bowls, and I'm really excited about that.
Our lifetime warranty is literally no questions asked. We don't care if you drive over it with the car. We're going to replace it.
Yeah. And I've got that bamboo cutting board,
And
I absolutely love it. Yeah. So if you want to check out Hammershaw, you can check them out at hammershaw.com or at a festival. And I bought mine at the restaurant show. So anyway, thanks again. I appreciate it. You guys have a good show. Okay, so we're going to head over to Killer Bees. Now, obviously, we've got bluegrass in the background, but I'm going to head over to Killer Bees. Don't know. Oh, they're really good ones. Because they live here in heaven. But what I was going to do is try to grab. Oh, wait, let's see. I might be able to grab the gal over here. Yes, ma'am. Okay, do you have a second? Because we're on air.
Oh, I might have a second until they yell South Rock at me. But I got to come with us.
So we're here with Sean Corey, Sherman, and Brad Kay from South Carolina that are here working with the Killer Bees. I'm taking your help. They're here with the Killer Bees, but we haven't seen you guys out on the circuit for a while, so we're happy to have you out here. What's going on?
We're in high jail.
Rest them in jail. I've been hiding.
No, yeah, it's a new job.
I know. I have a new job. It's been taking up all of my time.
It's okay when that happens.
I know. It's not as fun as barbecue. If any of my boss is listening, I'm sorry, but it's not as fun as barbecue.
Well, but you're doing great. Yeah. And it's good to see you out here. I just want to stop by.
Oh, anything you want to shout out to all the people? If you're cooking in Marietta, Georgia next weekend, look out. We've got some rest and we're ready to come back.
I went down the gauntlet.
You know, I got to talk a little snack.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been out of it for like, what, 2 months now?
Yeah, I know.
Like forever.
And you and I, we play phone tag. So.
I know, I know.
Yeah. So anyway, he's got the Royal Oak.
The Royal. I know, it's a super, super button there.
They don't give me that.
I don't know where that, I think it's in Burbank.
Yeah, I know.
He's
the killer bee. Anyway, and Dancer, thank you so much, Corey. All right, so anyway, Corey and Brad are helping out Killer Bee because, as you realize, them winning the Sams last year, I'm going to cut through here, them winning the Sams last year and them being from Evans, they're last 10. I almost wish I could do a live recording for there are a couple of thousand people in sold out chairs. And actually, I'm trying to make my way to Johnny Sood, but I don't know where it's at. And I hope with that background noise, I mean, it's pretty good, but it's probably obnoxious for a radio show. Wow. I should tell these guys. Hey, you guys know that, like, Killer Bees is over there. You see where that motorhome is when they got that big tent? Those guys won the Sam. We're live on the radio, too. They won the Sam last year. They got killer food. So you're waiting in line. You might want to go over there. Trust me. The Sam, I don't believe it. I can't believe it. Oh, they're really Sam. Can't believe it. Oh, excuse me. All right, so over. These people didn't leave. But I don't want to tell you who they're in line for, but they're in line for crap. All right. Looking for smokers. They're Douglas smokers this year. And let me tell you, they're from Douglas, Georgia. And I got to give extra props to quite a few people. Because I've been traveling, you know, we in Florida don't realize how far some of these guys go. When I think of Ed Hardwick and those guys up in the Panhandle, Wings Barbecue, coming out day in a week in, week out, they are driving a long distance. And, you know, Bethel Smokers is here after making this trip up here. I am so glad to have done it. I came up here because my my sponsor, Rick Chuck, asked me to come up. And I'm glad I did, but it was a long trip. And I'm getting farther away from the stage, which is good. These guys are going to have a haul to get to the stage. Oh, I met this guy earlier. There's a couple of teams here. There's Yes Deer Barbecue. And then there's also one that says, too bad you're my cousin, which is pretty funny. And here's some Dale Pirate 50 signs. Actually, there's quite a few of those signs around. Okay, we're getting away from, that's a Grillmore. I mean, we are way back here. Oh, there's people in turn. I'm in search of, okay, I don't see. I see Johnny Sood. Is this right? I will tell you, there are a bunch of jambos in this area, and as many jambos as there is just as many paint jobs for them. That actually looks like that's the paint job for the voice from, I can't think of, the guys in Washington. Barbecue. That looks like theirs. I'm looking. It might be. No? No, but I'll tell you, as many jambos as there are around, there's just as many paint jobs and they're beautiful. You know, you can't take that away from them. Well, we're on this back side, and I'm not sure if I'm in the backyard yet or not, but okay. And now they've got mailboxes up over here with like signs for their street. I guess they have Johnny hidden somewhere. Maybe he's got his own little private area. I'm just gonna hope to catch him. I did say. Let me tell you, I had just gone by probably 10 trailers, and everybody's like, we had a steak on it. So everybody's kind of picking out a steak, therefore I'm not slapping this ball. But of the 10 trailers I've been by campsites, I would say 8 of them have Pirate 50 shrines. So for them. Ooh, look at that. I don't know the smoker. I don't want to. It looks like a fresh snorkel. It's called Southern Smoker. And it's not Southern Red. And it's got the shape of a fresh. Very similar to a stump, and it's a pretty nice looking cooker, bright yellow, so nobody's walking away from it. But that's so pretty funny, I can't get a hold of anybody. Well, the cool thing about this is we're very close to, here comes the guy, we're very close to a soldier, so when everybody is missing something, they just went over to Kroger and take care of it. Oh, too bad you're my cousin. Here it is. We're going over here to Too Bad You're My Cousin Barbecue. I absolutely love their shirt. It's like a man and woman, you know, from the bathroom. Hi. I'm doing a radio show right now. Should we?
We're going for the ride.
You're along for the ride. Would you have a few minutes, or are you feeding people? Okay, so obviously your shirts are a hoot. I mean, I've seen them on other people. Where did you come up with that?
Well, it's...
Remember, it's family time.
Here's the thing. Exactly what you did. So... It's just pure Georgian stuff. So it's my teammates. I have a really sad line. My teammates telling me being Georgia is where it came from. So there's an county in South Carolina called Pickens. We used to be there for Pickens County Mental Society.
Okay.
We didn't think we'd get that. So we went with this.
This is hilarious.
I got a little tagline. Like, you know, hey, best groups to be good. Family, you know.
Yeah. And how long you guys been doing this?
10 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, backyard team that we decided 10 years ago, got a cooker delivered to us from the state of Texas and out of Texas. And,
is that a gator pit?
It's Paul. It's got gator pit gauges on it.
Oh, okay.
It's made just like what Richie made.
Uh-oh.
But I've got a gator pit at home.
Yeah.
So I've got the gator, you know, the party model at home.
Oh, okay.
I got any seat base no longer exists. But it's still very similar, not the standard,
yeah.
But it's still very similar to that.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've been doing it for about 10 or 4 or 5 events a year. We're not that serious. We're, you know, unlike most of these out here, we don't have a catering business. We don't have a restaurant. We don't run the circuit. We just come out with family and have fun.
Sounds like a winner.
So it's a blast. It's really great. It's a resident conference.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that even makes, I mean, at least they understand what all this is about then. Yeah.
Yeah, every once in a while we get a call out, and we've been mentored by incredible,
really?
Incredible barbecue. And so we study it, we like it, but if we don't have the repetition, we're never going to get it.
And that's exactly
where
what
we're never going to get
it. Yeah.
Yeah. We know that going into it.
What's your next contest?
Next one will be Triumph. That'll actually be, Brian will represent our 10-year anniversary.
Oh, is that right?
That's the first contest. Matter of fact, the funny thing about that one, like, first year we ever did it, we just got the cooker 2 weeks ahead. We never even cooked on it. We didn't know what we were doing. We still don't. And go up there. Morning will cook for us. We've never seen the brisket, never cooked. The guys came around and said, hey, where's the brisket? You know, the penis back. We go, well, we're not going to cook. Come on. You got to cook it. Like, why? Because we can't even consider if you don't cook it. So we go, we went from never seeing one, never cooking one, to having a buddy bring one. By the end of the night, we had 6 briskets.
Oh, my God.
We had no idea how to cook them. And next to us was Steve Deck.
Oh.
And those guys just like, all right, if you wanted anything, they had won, Brian, like 95, 96. They're like, we will never come back.
Oh.
And he was great. I mean, we had a great time. So we could go, I think we pulled chicken. We did everything possible wrong. And of course, it turns out, there's like 100 teams that year. We're like 75th, and he was like 70th.
Wow.
Something like that.
Did he ever go back?
No, we never saw him again.
Oh!
We saw his son came back like 5 years, but we never saw him again. So, yeah.
Is that Rick, 10 years old?
Yeah.
So you must be like me with my big rig. Every time I get home, I'm like, paint it.
We cut the burners on front this year. And I had a group put a stainless shelf on it.
The shell, the shelf, 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 I think they have these people blocked in over here. Where's the detector? Okay, we're just cutting through. Sorry, I'm cutting through your site. We're going to see who's back there. They got a bunch of teams in the back of, whoa, this is weird. They got a bunch of teams behind the vendors. Uh-oh. And these are vendors. Oh, I'm walking through their campsite. Yeah, because I met this guy this morning, Blowing Smoke. He's out of Columbia, South Carolina. He cooks by himself, and he was stuck here for a while by himself. But he's, like, as far as you can be from the turn-in, and he's cooking alone. So, yeah, this is mostly the vendors over here. Oh, Butt Naked. This is funny, too. Butt Naked, and they've got a little pig to sneak it, and they've got a little sensor thing that starts to find in. You never know what you're going to see at a barbecue contest. And I will say the one thing here is they have a couple of beer tents, or beer gardens, whatever you want to call them. And they got all kinds of stuff going. Let's see. Let me try and make it over here. There's some guys that are cooking on Orion. And if you've never seen them, oh, actually, I want to go over here to talk to the guys from Rec Tech. There's a Rec Tech catering. They've got my pellet cookers. They actually got four of them mounted on a trailer, then with a little cooler and a three-bay sink. So they've got the little catering rig that they take around. They're pretty busy, too. And Ray's here, the owner of Rec Tech. He's got a grill that you know, they're answering questions about. And let's see. He's here, so I want to get him real quick. Here's Ray. Yeah, so they've got this little setup here, and they're cooking everything. They're going to cook the entire contest center. They've got four, and I think Ray told me that, well, here, I'll ask him, but I think he said they're 10 years old. Hey, can you talk?
Sure.
How old did you tell me that those cookers are?
About 6 years old.
6 years old. Is that all you guys been in business?
Just a little longer if you count when we were incorporated officially, because the design process took it back.
Yeah, because, I mean, you guys have definitely taken the backyard. This is the perfect backyard grill. You're thinking about pulling them with
it. It makes it easy for everybody. Yeah. Anybody can do what these pros do out here now by pushing a button with a computer. And, yeah, we try to make it for that backyard guy be a pro now. Make them, anybody's a pit master now.
Yeah, anybody's a pit master now.
We're giving them a prize.
Wow.
Even this guy's a fitness.
Even this guy. Hi.
Yeah, are you doing a video?
Yeah, we're live.
Blog radio.
Yeah, on Blog Talk.
That's great. The first time I cooked on his red set, came in second place in the competition I cooked on. Never cooked on a day in my life. Seriously.
That's
barbecue.
True.
No lie.
He had to call me, ask me how to turn it on. He finished that. I cook for my friends home and they're still my friends.
Oh,
I've got extra large and a large green egg, and ever since I bought a red check, I hadn't used them since. Sad to say, because it's a lot of money, but I hadn't used them since.
And what's your team name?
Mine is Southern Justice Barbecue.
Southern Justice.
So ask them why that's the name.
Okay.
No, there's some attorneys and cops.
Oh, I was going to say
cops. And judges. Yeah. He's a judge.
Oh, okay. and you're a good judge of barbecue grills, then.
That I would say.
Are you cooking a competition, or are you just here hanging with the boys?
Yeah, right over here.
Oh, okay, so you're using this one.
That's right.
That's the one that goes to several charity events, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, that's
right. He doesn't know. He doesn't know if he's in that charity a lot.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, and you're cooking all your meats on that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what time will you start your brisket?
We're not doing it. Unfortunately, my secretary, unbeknownst to me, put me in the backyard competition. She was ill-advised instead of the server competition. So there is no brisket, but we'll be putting the butts on here shortly, probably about 9:00 or 10:00.
Oh, and what will you put that on? Because I haven't, you know, I've got mine, and I've done loins and things, but I haven't.
It's about 225 for 12 hours. Take them off, let them rest for 2 hours.
Okay.
Two and a half hours.
Well, I'll be looking for your call tomorrow. See how you do. Ray, what else you guys got happening? Because, I mean, I get you on the phone, and it's not the same as having you here. So.
Right. We just have this team. I mean, this is a local team, and we sponsored you as well. And so we've got three people cooking that we know of. I haven't walked around cooking at RecTech. We also have a vendor here. RecTech now has a RecTech catering here locally in Augusta, Georgia, available, and they're out here showing what kind of barbecue this thing can do, and they've got a line, as you can see.
Yeah.
They got about a 30-40 foot line, so they're in the weeds a little bit, but they're cleaning some barbecue.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're really happy about that.
Yeah, they are, right?
They are. And so we were talking last week on air, and you're getting ready to come out with a tailgater. I know we kind of pushed at that only because I specifically asked.
It shows. Okay.
Do you have any idea when that's going to happen?
It should be by the end of August.
Okay.
We should have that available. It's going to be a neat product. You know, you can probably put one butt on it, but, you know, it cooks just like the big rack.
Yeah.
So you can take it for a competition where you only turn in one butt.
Right.
You could do a competition cook and have a RecTech Mini. Or the best thing for somebody is they have something now they can take with them camping or to the lake or to the beach. And, you know, it's going to be very mobile. And it does all the things the regular RecTech does for half the price.
Yeah, absolutely. That'll be exciting. But, you know, your price on this is really great. Certainly affordable for the homeowner. What is the retail on it?
They're $9.98. You know what? We always tell people, if you look and compare features to benefits, by far and away, it's not even close. The RecTech is the most bang for your buck. At that $9.98 price point, there is not another grill in the vicinity of our price range that has, for example, a PID computer, much less all the stainless steel parts, heavy gauge carbon steel. I mean, when you feel a RecTech and you touch it for the first time, you understand you're dealing with something different, and it's the only one with this kind of quality at this price point.
Yeah.
I mean, there's good telly grills out there, but you have to really step up in money. And they're comparable to a RecTech at $9.98.
Yeah. No, you guys got a great product going here and a great price, and to know that those are that age, that's amazing.
Yeah, I know. They're old.
Yeah, and you know that they've been abused.
They were abused down dirt roads.
Yeah.
The very first ones that we got, those four right there, and you see, I mean, you know, you can tell they've been used, but they look good.
They're still functioning well. I know I saw something, and you said you were out of them, but you actually have some bling for your cookers and that fold-out shelf. That's
right. We've got a front shelf that bolts on. They're $98. We've been working hard to bring them out in stainless.
Yeah.
And the next shipment is coming soon, and they're actually going to be stainless now.
Wow.
And you also have sauce, I see.
We do. We have some great Rackspeck barbecue sauce. You can see it on our website, rackspeckgrills.com. And we have a mild and a spicy. It's a real thin vinegar-based sauce. It's really great for sandwiches.
Yum.
I use it a wing sauce. It's really not the best sauce for, like, maybe putting on chicken breast or anything because it's so thin. But it's a really nice sauce to use as a wing sauce or a full pork sandwich type sauce.
Well, you have a bunch of people up there chasing it and buying it, so that's a good thing.
Yeah,
you've got quite a bit of activity happening here. I don't want to keep you, but I want to make sure to come here. I'm sure that there's a lot of interest. And I see you've got you got cornhole. Rec Tech Cornhole.
You know, funny is we thought we were going to sell a bunch of cornhole boards. We started building them. We've never sold one. We've got cornhole boards stacked up, but they're on our website as well, but we've never even sold that. I bought, I'm the only one to ever purchase them. But anyhow, they look great. They're in regulation size and all that good stuff. The Patriots out here are having a ball with them.
Yeah, they are. All right. Well, have a good time, and I give
Lori. All right. Take care.
Thank
good luck.
You. All right. Thanks. Okay, so we just left Ray Carnes with Rec Tech, and let me tell you, if you're out here and you want to check it out, you know, come by. You've got like a little Rec Tech, it's almost like a cult. No, it's a compound. There's several tents here. You've got a trailer, and you've got the two little setups where there's multiple Rec Techs on a trailer. So if you're a competition guy and you're looking at pellet cookers and you're trying to figure out, gee, I don't want to roll them around, you can do exactly what they've done here. They've mounted them to a little landscape trailer. And, I know the one section here that they're used for charity, these they're definitely used. And if they're 6 years old and they're still holding up, they're still rambling. So, again, you know, I appreciate that Ray's one of my sponsors. And then you've got cookandpellets.com. The cooking pellets are actually calibrated to use with a Rec Tech. And it does make a difference. If you use, and I won't even go into what kind of pellets, but if I put some of the older pellets I had in here, it'll eat them up. And there's just such a difference in the structure of that other pellet. So, you know, obviously I'm preaching to the band myself, but super happy with it. And come by and see them if you're here. And anytime you're at a contest and I'm there, if you want to take a look at the Rec Tech, go ahead and do it. Oh, there's some guys cooking on Orion. And if you've never seen an Orion, look it up online. They're very bizarre. They're not good for... Do you have a minute to talk on the radio? The Q-Meisters are here, and I stopped earlier. Oh, look, they're doing stuff. But you guys are pretty busy. Yeah, you guys are busy. You're cooking, I said you have the Orion. You're cooking your contest, though, on your Weathers, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so, but you've got quite a few people here helping you.
Yeah, well, I got my wife and son and trying to hit some collards, and then my neighbor's here to help me. I brought him as a ringer for the steak contest.
Oh, how did the steaks come out?
Huh? Well, pretty good.
Did you do them on this?
Yeah.
It's probably rare, isn't it?
No, they've been sitting there.
Here's the thing. I hate to say this out loud, but I only eat well done. I can serve it at medium or rare, but I eat it well done. Uh-oh, I'm coming back into the inner sanctum of Q-Meisters. Oh.
Try a piece of that right there.
That's well done. It's very tasty. What'd you cook that on?
Grill.
That one?
Yes,
ma'am.
14 years cooking at American Legion Post 192.
That's right. You guys are part of the Post, right?
Yes, we are.
Well, good deal. You are the Post, right?
No, we are a small part of a group of things.
Yeah.
We make up the family. Y'all.
Yeah. Well, good. Good luck tomorrow, and thank you for your service. You're part of the Post. Oh, here's Jackie again with Smoke on This.
Yeah.
What's up?
Did anybody not invite you to come meet with us?
Yeah, I left food for you guys. Your wife invited me, but I had to do this, so I left food.
Okay. It's good food, eh?
Okay. I've had a piece of steak, and I had a shrimp earlier.
I'm going to replace somebody. Didn't
you? No, Sherry invited me, and I left that pot of beans. So hopefully somebody's eating those beans.
Okay, yeah.
All right, thank you. Now, wasn't that nice, Steve? That's what you can count on here at a barbecue competition, is that they're going to make sure that you're being fed. I was going to see if Uncle Kenny's here, because we got another Florida boy, and I think I saw him walking around earlier. He is not in his trailer. So let's see what else we got happening. You've got the Green Egg Boys, and I don't know if this is actually a representative or a cook team. So we're going to move on from here. I think I just kind of ended up in the back. I guess I'm in the backyard section. I don't know. Shock Top is here, and they actually have a car that you can rent in. And they're smoking Philly. Sure, let's go. These guys look like they're just hanging out. So we're going to come here to Davey Smoke Shack. This is probably the first time I saw you guys outside. We're live on the air with a Blog Talk radio show, so I just wanted to get some information from you guys. Where are you from, and who are you?
John Wallace, South
Carolina. And how long have you guys been doing this? How long?
About a year and a half.
Okay, and I saw you had your son, somebody had fun with him today. Yeah, he was. He was definitely keeping everything under control.
That's his job.
Oh, how'd he do?
Not really.
Did they announce him?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a great turnout.
Yeah,
really good. All right, so where are you guys going from here?
Back home. And then 2 weeks we'll be in.
How many contests are you guys doing a year?
Well,
yeah. It's
going to
be a lot.
I do one a month.
Now, you're trying to put on a fast food. So you guys are color boys, I guess, Trigger and the fast food.
For now.
Oh, what's the thought? Jambo. I'm telling you, I was just saying, there's a lot of them here, and there's just as many different paint jobs. They're kind of beautiful.
Oh, yeah. One day.
All right, well, you heard it here first, folks.
JB
Smoke Shack will be saving up for that game. Well, it's all for it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, and there's Matt Barber. So we're going to come and close up tonight, and he's got his fire stick out here. We're going to close up tonight with the team of the year cook for Florida last year, and that's Matt Barber. I was very excited that you were coming here because I knew I wouldn't be Florida alone since I just got through saying that my honey said this is where all the rich people are because they, you know, we're, okay, I'm really old school. You have air conditioning. How come you decided to do some quesadilla since, you know, Jim is relishing the fact that you're not in the
world? Well, yeah, he needed some mercy. So this is my gift to him.
And if you're listening while you're cleaning something,
so if he does happen to still hold on the first by the end of the year, there'll be an asterisk next to it.
Because Matt dedicated
so many more contests in the FBA than I have.
And you're gonna pay for that asterisk, right?
Well, no, this is one of my bucket list contests. I've wanted to come to it for a while, and they've got some great bands playing tonight.
They really
tonight.
Do.
It could be a little bit warmer, I guess. I should have left the heat and humidity down in Lakeland.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm excited. There's a ton of people here.
Yeah, there is.
It should be an interesting day tomorrow.
Okay, so I'm just going to ask you because I'm looking for him. Where is Johnny Trigg set up? Do they have him, like, hidden?
I don't know. I haven't seen
him. I've seen him, but I did not. I looked specifically. I was going to get him. So, Johnny Trigg, if you're listening, yeah, like he's listening right now.
He's got a motorhome, and he's used it with pulling a blue jam boat behind it.
And I was telling them, there are a ton of jam boats.
Yeah.
There's some really beautiful rigs here, too. Yeah. Leon said this is where the rich people come.
Yeah. Well, I'll point him out when I'm up on stage tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. And where do you go from here, Matt?
I'm trying to think. It's an FDA, I guess, Coco.
Oh, yeah, Cocoa. And then
coming up
with
Madeira Beach.
Yeah, then Madeira.
Then I'm not sure. I know I'm doing the Safe Way Barbecue Battle in Washington, D.C.
Oh, you are?
I guess it's like next month or at some point.
Is that a quesadilla?
Yeah.
That'll be great. Oh, that's in the...
That's right on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Oh.
So, yeah, so apparently I cleared my background check.
Did they have you do it?
I'm sure they probably did. There's a lot of hoops you got to jump through as far as permit-wise.
Yeah, I know. We went to the Pentagon. We had to be fingerprinted, and they ran background checks, and it was like, really? You know?
Pay for permit for all your propane tanks.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, they want to know how many you have.
Your own generator, and your bunch of stuff. It's a two-day event, so it could be nice.
And again, you're going by yourself. I know that, you know, it gets to be a lot.
Yeah.
If people don't understand, you know, I was talking to the guy from, I forget what his name, not Smoker Butts, or a new guy. Anyway, you know, you don't have anybody to blame.
Yeah.
And, oh, wait, you don't have anybody to blame. So
yeah.
It's good and it's sad.
It is, yeah. But, you know, a lot of teams, I mean, that's their biggest problem. You know, you always, in some teams, you might have one or two people that stay consistent, and you have a lot of people come and go.
Yeah.
Because they're getting tired of getting blamed for stuff.
Well,
and that's the hardest part when you go for the group, is being able to not put blame on somebody.
Yeah, can't we all just get along?
Yeah.
and I got to tell you, you know, I had you on one time over the phone, I think it was when you won Team of the Year, and we were talking about contests and backing yourself up, and I love the fact that you said, and I say this all the time, when you go to a contest, it's yours to lose.
Yeah.
And I think if people would take that in.
Yeah, because if you go to a contest and you cook the best you've ever cooked, that's all you can do. And usually you're going to get beat by yourself before you're going to get beat by anybody else.
It's words of wisdom by Matt.
That's it. I mean, I've lost many contests because of my ribs, but last year I was great on ribs. It's a weird cyclical.
What do you cook your ribs in?
Right now everything's going on the killer smoker.
So let's talk about that a second, can we?
Yeah.
Tell us about it. Is that your contraption?
It's my design. Southern Bread smokers are going to be building for me.
Oh, they are?
But it's a reverse flow cabinet with a charcoal in the bottom. And it's all the sizes wish every other cooker was.
Because of it?
Well,
because you can put your pan on.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not, oh, I wish the cooker was an inch wider this way,
right.
It's 2 inches deeper that way. It'll hold 2 full pans per shell.
Oh, it will?
And,
oh, it will? It seems narrow. So it's right at it, isn't
it? It's right at it.
What's the weight on that?
It's around 400, maybe a little bit
less.
Yeah,
that's, and you got 4 shells in there? Holy crap. And that's stainless. Are they going to be built stainless, or are they going to be powder coated?
They're stainless.
Oh.
I mean, they're all going to be riveted together, so it's actually going to cost the same as the needle belt, powder coated.
And you got an idea on the price, and when can we be looking for that?
The large one's going to be around $3,900.
Is that the large?
That's the large.
Okay.
We're going to have a smaller one that'll hold 3 hotel pans, 6 inches apart.
Okay.
Three? Well, yeah, 3 pans, 6 inches apart, but they're racked every 3 inches.
And you're actually saying hotel pans, which is different for people that's an important distinction because they're actually a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And that was going to be, I want to say around 2,800, but it's going to be a lot more affordable.
Is there something that makes that extra special? Is it the reverse flow?
No, it's got some secrets on there.
Oh.
I'll be getting my patent pending number next week.
That's exciting.
So once I get that.
Then you can really get out there and market it. Well, good, because we'll like to hear what it is, and if you'll come back on and tell us about it. I know you said something in passing, but I didn't know if you wanted to talk about it.
It's got a couple of new features that, I mean, the best thing about it, from the bottom shelf to the top, is within 2 degrees.
Oh, really? That's
so
nice.
It's, That's actually why I have problems with my ribs, because I used to put on a quicker rib. Most reverse flow up like top rack is probably 50 degrees hotter than the bottom. So whenever I unwrap my ribs, set them on the top rack off, it would be perfect. That one, there's no hot spot. So I finally got my temperatures right and my timing down. And it's one of the things I should have realized 6 months ago. But it's one of those learning curves. With the
absolutely. And when can we expect to see them out? I don't think we said.
I'll have all the patent pending stuff next week. And we're going to go, and all the plans are done, so we'll be going in production probably 2 weeks.
Is that right?
Okay.
Wow, that's great.
We can have them about 6 weeks.
So if somebody wants to pre-order them, do they contact you, or is it going to be called Southern Bread, or what's it going to be called?
It's going to be called Killer Smokers.
Killer Smokers.
So we've got a Facebook page, so you can go look there, and it's got some specs posted on there, and
okay.
It's got a photo at the front of that.
Wow, is that dirty?
Well, now it's actually right off the line.
Nothing personal, but yeah, okay.
That's a good thing, it's a stainless steel.
I know, and I'm such a fan of stainless, so, I talk all the time about stainless, and that's amazing that you're going to be able to do that. And that's really exciting because that's just the next step for Hot Wachula.
Yeah.
Now, being Killer Smokers, is you're going to have a Hot Wachula stamp anywhere, or are you going
to... No, I kind of wanted to keep the two businesses separate,
yeah.
Just because they are, I mean, they're similar as far as being barbecue related,
right.
But it's going to be a lot easier doing tax preparation. I'm totally different.
Yes,
my sauce business is a non-taxable, you know, because it's a food product. So once I get into sales tax, I want to keep that from.
Yeah.
I can pass off to somebody else.
Yeah, and, you know, don't make sure they don't make you do it monthly in the first year.
Yeah.
You can at least go 2 years with it quarterly,
yeah.
If it is a pain in the ass if they do that to you. Well, good luck, and, you know, obviously you're a fan favorite because everybody from Florida is rooting for you and we're really proud of you.
Okay, we'll have a good represent tomorrow. Bring some hardware back to the Sunshine State.
I got some really good-looking brisket. My ribs are just awful. I should have begged you to buy my ribs at Restaurant Depot. And I did try to go by and see Uncle Kenny, but he was there. You know, so, we got... And was there anybody else here that...
Smoking Blue Chew way over there.
Who's that?
Smoking Blue... They've got a Blue Jambo. They're from
Florida?
Fort Pierce,
okay. Oh, I missed them. I there was a red, white, and blue one that looked like, and there was a blue one.
They're out of the tent.
Yeah, that's where I was back there. Oh, I didn't see them, so I feel bad. Anyway, I'm not walking back over there, but I'm glad you could spend some time with us, and good luck tomorrow. Anything you want to leave us with? Any sponsors you want to acknowledge? Except for them? Because I won't allow their name to be said.
No, but I am looking for a charcoal sponsor if anybody out there is listening.
Okay.
But now just my own stuff. I want you to list on my sauce.
And I used it today on a steak. Oh, you didn't get your steak today. What happened? Were they just
ran out of time.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you're trying to rush to get everything done. You actually had a late drive in last night.
Yeah, it came in about 11:30.
Oh, I thought it was actually later than that. I just
that's what I'm telling myself.
Oh, I was napping. I was just napping waiting for you. So, all right, well, good luck, and we'll catch up and let us know when we're ready to go forward.
I will.
All right, it's exciting. All right, so that's Matt Barber, and, of course, Hot Wachula, Team of the Year last year. And, as I'm coming around the corner, I want to thank my sponsors. We've got Matthew's sponsors, Direct Check Telecookers. And if you're here, come by and see Ray over at Direct Check. Sweet Smoke Q, if you want to check out his injection. And right now, you can get a discount if you use the code GODDESS, capital GODDESS, get 20% off of Sweet Smoke Q on Sweet Smoke. LetterQ.com, Royal Oak, and, of course, Joel from Pilot Systems, Custom Artwork, and so forth. Guys, listen, thanks a lot. I will be back on Tuesday at my regular time. I was going to try and catch David Bluebloods because he's so much fun to have on the show when we've had him, but he's not here, and he's kind of a hoot to be around, so I'm not going to get a chance to chat with him, but thanks for being with me. And we'll be back on the regular time, 7 o'clock, for Farm Guys Barbecue and More. And, again, you can catch all the barbecue superstars 5 nights a week, starting Monday through Saturday. And actually, it's Sunday through Saturday. We just don't have anything that's happening on Saturday unless it's at a contest. And then, of course, Daryl's with you 5 days a week. So, again, folks, thanks for being with us, and I'll be back with you on Tuesday. Thanks again.